Good evening. My name is Jake Gannon with the Cannabis Radio Network. This is another episode of Your Average Joe Grow, and we have a lot to go over today. We just got back this past weekend from the NECAN up in Portland, Maine. It was a great event. There was so many just cool, it just keeps evolving in so many different ways in the cannabis industry with the products and services that people are bringing to the table here. And up in Maine, I mean, we're based here in Massachusetts, so going up to Maine is, you know, it's a whole new ball game up there. There's a lot of different caregivers. There's an awesome product up there, I got to say. Some of the stuff I saw up there was top shelf, some of the best stuff I've seen in a long time, and it was very consistent in all the different ways. I mean, all the different varieties of flower they had. They had it from all different strains, from AK-47 to Gorilla Glues to Hazes to you name it. They basically had it there. So we basically we went up there last weekend and it was good. We were giving out free seeds for to build our following here and just kind of platform into different areas. And you know, some of the things that I saw up there is just the different techniques, some of the new companies that are coming out with the different lighting and why they're better than others. And, you know, everybody definitely has their preference on what they want to use. So it was a great event. We have a little video we're going to show for you in a few minutes here. It's basically me just walking around so you can feel the energy of the place and, you know, get a feel for if you weren't there, what it was like to be there. But if you tuned in last week, one of the things I was talking about with a lot of the people up there is they're still harvesting. And I know we talked about last week with the washing of the buds and the wander trimmer. And some people up there, they were having good results and they were just chopping down now. So if you haven't chopped your plants down and you do need to get some rot out or anything of that sort, refer back to last week's video. We had Anthony Eugenio from Green Harvest Hydroponics. And he was basically, I had never done it before with the hydrogen peroxide and putting it into the water and basically cleaning your buds. It was kind of a sight to see. And they're drying perfectly now, though. I haven't seen anything wrong with them. So, I mean, if you do have powdery mildew, if you have some of these ailments that are hazardous to your health, make sure you wash your stuff, especially if it's outdoors, because there's a lot of stuff in the air floating around. And it's just to know that whatever it is that you're consuming or ingesting is clean. So I definitely highly recommend doing that. So we're going to go ahead and play you a video. This is basically, like I just said, just a walkthrough showing you the vibes. And I was there with Sherry Tuckus as well. She was kind of on my side wing a little bit going on. She was playing it live. I was doing the recording. But take a look. This is a little feel of NECAN up in Portland, Maine.
We are here at the main convention for NECAN. As you can see here, it's pretty busy. I'm going to do a little walk around. We have our booth over here giving out some free seeds. Trying to spread the love to everybody out here. So we also have some discounted. And we are moving around. Sherry's on the live feed right now doing it. We're hitting from all angles. So I'm going to take a little walk around and to show you guys exactly what we got going on here. Falling around. Smile for the camera, everybody.
Say hi to Green Earth Radio.
And we're just cruising through. As you can see, I mean, they have everything that you can want here. They have CBDs available. We have Chris right over here with Reliable Bud. We got him over here. Yeah, you guys looking good.
Thank you.
And here we got good old Can of Care. All right, all right. Let's see. Ooh, I can literally smell whatever they have over here walking by. Smells like something good.
It is
smells good,
good
man. Good. Smells good. How you guys making out? Good? Let's smell something good here. Let's show the people what they want. We're with the Cannabis Radio Network. We're going to be showing everybody all the best stuff here around. Let's get that stem around, though, because they can see what we got. What strain is this?
Flagship Festival.
Flagship Festival. And as you can see, the smell looks great. Great job with that, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back around.
All right, have fun.
Products Incorporated. See, a lot of this stuff, I don't even know what a lot of this stuff is because, air purification. So, cannabis industry with growing it's growing. And there's new things that you can do left and right with it to enhance your grows in every which way and form. Over here smells delicious. Cape Florals, looking good. Puffy and Puffy. Oh man, look who we have over here. We have Rob with the Atlas Plant Trainer doing his thing, getting the big yields. We're doing good, man. And what is this, a trim machine?
Yes, sir. We just did a live demo.
Oh, all right. We meet again. You mind if I take a whiff?
Oh, go for it.
What are we whiffing?
Space Queen.
Wow.
Space Queen.
Looking great. So what do you guys got going on? You put it in here.
Looks like an alien.
You push on, basically, right?
Rotate the blades. It's going to get loud for a second, but you have to put the motor on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it turns on like a generator.
But it smells really good when you turn it on.
Smells awesome.
Yeah.
Smells really good. Very good.
This does great. But then you get the smaller stuff. And it might not do great, so I just thought
it's looking good. It's looking good. I'll be back around. And onward, me and Sherry continue. She's live. I'm recording. I'm going to hit you guys from all different angles. What do we have over here? Advanced Terp Solutions in the house. All right, what do you guys got going on?
We're chilling. Got the best terpenes all around.
Terpenes all around. All right. And what's one of your main ones?
Advanced Terp Solution.
Oh,
we got this one made fresh for this weekend right here.
Sounds like coffee.
Yeah, made blueberry cobbler right there.
Wow.
That's official right there.
That's some good stuff.
Creating
now,
our own profiles.
Okay.
Keeping it organic, keeping it local.
Yep.
Working with everyone, you know, coming out of Connecticut, West Hartford.
Nice.
Definitely holding it down.
All right. Very good. We're the Cannabis Radio Network. We'll be doing some interviews in the back over here. Do you have a card?
Yes.
Any cards? Let me get you one as well. I'm going to reach in my back pocket. Oh. Sorry for the disturbance, everybody, on the video feed. There you go. How we doing? We're doing some interviews in the back over here. Cannabis Radio Network.
Okay.
If you want to come talk to us when you get a chance, we got some great things going on.
I'd love to talk.
Alrighty.
Come talk with the
Green Nurses. This is the Green Nurse Groups. We're all teamed here. We're all here to help.
I will come over.
Come hang with us.
We can't wait. We'll see you soon. Moving along. All right. So what else do we have here? All right, as you can see, this is like an old soccer stadium, it looks like. They still got the lines right on the grate, on the ground rather, and it's looking good. So over here, we have some more genetics and good seeds. All righty, say hi to Cannabis Radio Network, fellas.
What's that, looking good?
It's the Green Nurse Radio Show on Cannabis Radio Network.
We're waiting for all of our good campers to get here in the car, so we're making do. Alrighty. Now we're going down.
Oh, here we go. We're on Mammoth.
Good old Mammoth. Oh my goodness, here we got him. Any,
I'm not to eat right now, but maybe later.
Do you have any samples?
Yeah, these are little samples here.
Okay, so alrighty.
Yeah, definitely.
Say hi for the camera. We're going to throw this on the show this
week. Hey, how's it going?
Good old Mammoth. This is stuff that I use personally for my grow, and I got to tell you, they're doing good jobs. Moving along. Over here, what do we have over here? Is this a press? What do you guys got? A press? I'm assuming?
This is a rosin press. No. This one's a stationary extrusion machine for cartridges. That one's fully automated, so that one will do capsules. It'll do 100 capsules in about 15 minutes.
What is it? Is this a press, a rosin press, or?
No, this is a basically a repurposed CNC machine, a splicing machine. It's programmed depending on like what you're doing. If you're like a dispenser, a caregiver, what kind of material you're using,
yeah.
You can customize it to what you need. So if you want to do like gummies, or if you want to do patches, we can do patches as well.
It's an XYZ machine repurposed to do anything?
It's called the Manaflex.
Oh.
We're going to be doing interviews on the Cannabis Radio Network right down there. Might be something you're interested in if I can find one of my cards.
But it's 99.9% accurate.
Come check us out. Do you have a card?
Unfortunately, the marketing guy isn't here. I just built it.
All right, you got to do what you got to do, right? All right, come check us out.
But
we got some grinders. They got it all here. As you can see, it's pretty in depth. Everything that you want to see, everything that you want to receive in the cannabis industry is right here in NECAN. If you aren't here, it's only Saturday. It's going to be here all weekend long. There's some great things going on. We highly recommend for you to come check it out. It's an awesome time. And I know we're all cannabis, but they do have an open bar here. And that's about it. Just a little tour of the NECAN event, and back to the show.
All right, and we are back. And if you saw that video, I mean, the energy there was great. Everybody's up and at them. Everybody's there to help each other. It's really just a positive environment. It's really like the place to be. I mean, there's some other NECAN events that are going to be coming up that we highly recommend you going to if you have any interest. We'll be down at the NECAN in Providence. I believe it's October 20th and 21st, I believe are the dates. It's not this weekend. It's going to be the following weekend, that Saturday and Sunday down in Providence. So if you're in the area and you want to stop in, be sure to go check out the scene. It's definitely a place to be. One of the other things I had done while I was there with one of our associates is having a character drawing done. It's actually a lot of fun stuff to do. And with the Green Nurse Group, Stan Sykes, he's kind of one of the men behind the scene. Him and his associate, Justin Swim, they do these. And they're a great gift if you have, you know, birthday or whatever it may be. Even if you want to have, I mean, their email should be up on the screen right now. So if you want to have this done, you can even just send them a picture of whoever it may be that you want to have this done for. Send it to them, and they'll get it done for you. There's some good guys, and they got a lot of talent, and they can get this done. I mean, this took him literally probably 10, 15 minutes to put together. So there's the talented guys, and something you want to do, feel free to email them. Now, one of the other things I want to get into here is there were so many awesome people there. We were leaving. I'm starting the indoor grow now. So we have a video we're going to play for you later in the show, and that's basically germinating, getting them started. You know, they're all from seed, though, so they're little babies. And we were had the privilege of getting some plants donated to us. One was from Trican Alternatives. They are a caregiving service up in Maine, and they gave us the AK-47. As you can see, it's a beautiful plant. And the other one we got was from a company called Finding Evo. And they're a very unique company, to be honest. These guys deal with, I don't have the full story quite yet, but they have a lot of great things going on. They're going to be coming on the show. And one of the things that they do, there's an island about 12 miles off the coast of Maine, where there's a group of caregivers out there that they grow some phenomenal stuff. I couldn't believe how great it smelled, and it was actually a strain that they created on their own. So they donated these plants, and one of the things I'm going to do for you right now, actually, right on the show, is you can see these are in 1 gallon pots, and you can see they're pretty big. They're definitely ready for a transfer here, so let's do that. Let's get a transfer going. So what I'm going to do is they're in 1 gallon
pots. I'm going to go ahead and transfer these over to 3 gallon pots. And this will get it to its next stage before its final transplant, before it goes into the flower room. So we have
our good old Michigan mix. Now I'm going back and forth debating if I want to continue with the super soil or if I want to go with possibly a nutrient line. But for your average Joe and you're starting an indoor grow and you know, you're still new to the game, the super soil is really like kind of like the way to go. Just for the simple fact, it has everything it needs right in there. So let's get started with it. So we had a 1 gallon pot. We got a 3 gallon
pot right here.
What you gonna do?
Yep, I don't got a cup below it, but
essentially you want a little tray below so this will spill out on the sides.
So you're gonna want to fill it up probably about halfway. Is what I just did right about there. As you can see, about halfway. You're gonna wanna compare it to basically where the depth of this plant is. So you can see it's a little below the rib of the 1 gallon pot. So we are just going to mend the sides a little bit, loosen it up a little bit, push it on the bottom, and you got your label right in here. Make sure this gets transferred right over to your next pot over here. So basically it's going to be a quick flip, and as you can see, the roots are kind of spinning around there. They're on the outsides.
So it's definitely ready to be transferred here. So I have my pot here, and one of the things I tend to like to do is kind of open up the roots just a little bit on the bottom of it, so you know, it has room to expand, and make sure that the dirt at the that you just put into the 3 gallon is in there pretty loose, because you know, the roots is still, you know, it's a decent sized plant, but don't make the roots struggle or stress the plant out in any which way. So that's it, just put it right in like that, nice and simple. And then we are going to just fill in the sides. And look at that, I got a cup right here, which is perfect. So you are going to get a cup full and evenly disperse it on all sides around your female plant. And these are female, which I am so happy to not have to deal with the trial and error of wondering if it's a male. As you guys have seen in my past videos, I do like to just use feminized seeds just for the simple fact I'm not breeding right now, I'm not crossing anything, and I want to know that whatever I'm producing and spending my time in and your electric bill and whatever it may be, you don't want to waste your time. So you want to know that what you are producing is going to give you the end result of flower. Unless it is, like we were just saying, if you know, if you are trying to cross and you're a breeder and you're looking to, you know, make new strains, that is when you'd ideally be using male and female seeds. So, going ahead, just getting this filled in on all the sides here, making a little bit of mess. Obviously, that's going to happen. Anything, anytime you're dealing with plants, there's usually a little bit of cleanup afterwards. So, that's about it. You get it around the sides. I could do one more. So, you just want to pack it in tiny little bit, not much. Make sure that there's enough room for the roots to expand outwards. And let's see, I got enough for throw another cup right on top. All right, so that's basically about it. Now what I'm gonna do from here, I already watered these earlier today, but basically what you would do from here, if it wasn't water, if the other dirt was dry, is you know, make sure you got your water pH'd at between 5.5 and 6.5. Ideally, I do like a 6.0 is usually the way to go. And you can see right here, it's pretty much to the top with the dirt. And the dirt, when you pour water on top of the dirt, will settle around the perimeter where you just put the new dirt onto. So if it settles a little bit too much, it's fine to, I can almost just take this stuff right here and throw it right back on top. That is okay for you to go ahead and, you know, fill it to the top. It's good to have a little bit of a brim. I'd say an inch between the dirt. So basically, if you have, you're putting this in, you want to have, you don't want this all the way up to the top. You don't want the dirt flush with this, because when you're watering, you don't want it overflowing. So leave about the dirt line, I don't know, half inch to an inch below the surface of, or the top of your pot. So when you're watering, it's not overflowing, you're not making a mess on a consistent basis. So that is, that's basically just a quick transfer for you. I had to do it tomorrow anyway, so I figured I would just do it for you now. Now, one of the other things we're going to be doing real quick is I was not looking forward to doing trimming at all this week, because there's a lot to be trimmed. But we lucked out at the NECAN event this past weekend with a company called Tom's Tumbler Trimmer. And we have a little clip of that, or not rather a clip. He's gonna be coming on the show next week, and we're gonna be putting it together and show you guys exactly how it's done. Now, one of the things I would see, I like to personally, I've used them before and they do work good, but you're never gonna get anything better than a hand trim, obviously. So one of the things I like to do is pick out your prime buds. So anything that is like your main colas, this one's up here, go ahead through it, take off your fan leaves. First steps, basically take off your fan leaves, get those out of there. And then you have some trimming scissors. You can get these right at Green Harvest Hydroponics. CRN15 is the promo code, and you get your 15% off if you don't already have any. And basically, just so you can use a trimming machine, but basically I'd like to, if you're doing it by hand, get these, get all the leaves out a little bit, and basically it's just, you're just giving a haircut, more or less. And you don't want to spend too much time on it, perfecting it, especially if you have a lot, or if it's your first time, you know, spend some time on it. It's not a big deal, but if you do have a lot of it, this does get tedious after a while, but if you want to get the closest, nicest hand trim, or trim in general, this is the way to do it. So one of the things I like to do, or that I'm going to do, is I'll do a little trim and I'll get all of our main nice buds. Now some of the stuff down here, some of the littler, smaller buds off to the side that have a lot of little angles, and there's not a lot of beef to the butt itself, and it takes you forever, and the end result is not that much flour. So what I would do is I would throw that stuff right into the trimming machine. And the first thing, so if you're doing this and you do have to get a trimming machine, you have a lot that you need to trim, you can do whatever you want, obviously, but I tend to pick out the nicest buds that you can hand trim, because that can be like, you know, your stuff you said to the side. These are the main colas, put those to the side. And then say from maybe here down, all this stuff, you would just basically cut these right out, and these are going to basically be put right into the tumbler machine. And the way it works, I think we should have a picture right up on the screen. It basically, it's like a, how do I describe this? It's basically like a net on the perimeter of it, and it reminds me almost like a dryer machine. Like you put your laundry in, it spins, it dries. This is the same idea. So you take your plant, you would cut off, you know, cut that off, cut them all off so it's off the stock. You put it in there, and it has more or less perforated edges on the net itself. So what happens is it spins, and as it's spinning, I think it only takes, I don't know, half hour. It doesn't take too long. You can do like a pound or so at a time. They have different sizes that you can get. The one that we got is actually an electric one. They have a cheaper one that you can like kind of hand crank it. So what happens is as you're tumbling it, the trim filters down into a tray, or more or less a bin at the bottom. So you have it up here, it's spinning around, and it filters right down into a bin, and next thing you know, you're all done. It really, if you have a lot that you need to trim and you continue to be growing, it's definitely a great investment. I highly recommend getting one. I never really owned one before. I always did it old school by hand, but I definitely, I was sold on it for sure, because once you start trimming, and you're trimming for hours and hours and hours, you're not going to like trimming as much anymore. So if you need a trimming machine, Tom's Tumbler Trimmer is the way to go. So let's see, what else do we have going on for today? So we transferred the plants. Now, we have our indoor grow starting up now. I basically have them underneath. I mean, you can get started anywhere. I started with my T5 light. I got that right at Anthony's at Green Harvest Hydroponic. And you can start with popping the seeds and just putting them in your closet. If you're waiting on some more material, they'll get going. Just under a T5 light, put a little air on it, a fan, and they'll get going. So we have a video I did the other day, basically germinating the seeds. I'd already germinated some, so we're just doing the planting and getting it going. If you want to play that video first, Tyler, and we'll be right back.
Just give me like a 1, 2, 3. How you doing? This is Jake Gannon from the Cannabis Radio Network, and this is another episode of Your Average Joe Grow. If you saw the other night, we finished up with the outdoor harvest. It's done. It's in the books. It's drying now, so we'll get close to trimming it, you know, within a couple days. Let it dry out a little bit. I like to do more of a dry trim. But we're on to our inside grow here now, and we're just waiting on some equipment from Gorilla Grow Tent. They will be sending it in the mail within the next week or two, but we have what we need to get started here. So some basic things you're gonna want are, one thing over here is a T5 light. You can get these right from Anthony at Green Harvest Hydroponics. CRN15 is the promo code, get 15% off. And the other stuff that we have is, well, basically let's start off with you know, how to germinate some seeds. I mean, the simple way I like to do it, to get some water. This is just regular water I put in a bucket. One thing you wanna make sure that you have, your pH meter, and get these right at the shop as well. Make sure this, I lucked out because I had this right coming right from the filter. And if you see right on here, it's about 6.1. 6.1 is right on your money. Anywhere between 5.5 and 6.5 ideally is where I like to be for healthy growth within your plants. So that's in there. And what you want to do is get yourself some seeds. So I have right here feminized golden goat seeds. This is a great sativa dominant base plant. It's pretty easy to grow for the most part, if you want to get started on a good plant, and it's also easy to grow. Golden Goat's a winner. It has more of like a lemony, citrusy kind of smell, taste to it. It's a great one. Been around for a while. So basically what I'm going to do, just wet a paper towel, get out the excess water out just a little bit. So you basically just get it so it's a damp rag, put it down. Now these are all feminized, but at the same time, you always want to be going for more or less the black seeds. So the black seeds, if
you see on here, they have a little bit of like almost looks like a black vein going through it. Those are ideally the ones that are the most promising here. You know, out of any single seeds, there's always those ones that can go a little wrong. So take the prettiest ones that you got, obviously. And you're just gonna simply put them in a towel that's dampened. Get that white out of there. And I got about, I got four in here now. I'll do five or six, just to be sure that they're gonna catch. So all you do, that, pop it right over. Just take a sandwich bag. Slide it right on in. And now what you're gonna do is you're gonna put this like in your drawer, put it in a decently warm area, somewhere that's, you know, dark area. Let it sit for, these ones right here, as you can see right here, these ones pop. This is going to be the next step, but I left these go. These are probably 4 days ago. Now 4 or 5 days at top. Check them every single day. As soon as they pop out, they are ready to go with the white hair at the end. So this is done. One thing to make sure that you do, and you got to do this with everything, is where's my tape? So we got my tape. Make sure you're labeling everything. So just get a magic marker. I just put on there, goat. So I know that this is the golden goat. And it seems very simple, but it's a mistake that a lot of people can do, and I can be honest, I do it sometimes. And especially if you have different strains growing, it can get quite confusing until the end, until you really know what it is based off the smell. So know what you're doing from the get-go. So we have our goat over here. That is gonna go in a drawer. That's gonna basically sit there for about 3 or 4 days until the seeds stop. Now what I have over here is these are the ones that already popped. Now if this is, these are gonna be the four strains. Might add on to it for right now. We have Gorilla Glue number 4, OG Kush, it's a classic strain. MK Ultra, which is a good one as well. Then we have Chem Dog number 4. So the seeds popped. One thing you want to do is get the, where's my soil? We got our soil here. I like to get started. I'm debating if I'm gonna do a super soil or do a nutrient line. I'd love your input on that. Whatever you'd like to see, I'd be happy to do for you. But to get started, I always start on my Michigan mix, the super soil. It grows a great product. It has everything that the plant needs right in the soil to get it started. So put that down, just get yourself like a solo cup, anything of that sort. And one thing you're gonna wanna do, take a knife, anything it may be, you just wanna poke some holes. And you got in the bottom, just so it has drainage. So when you put the dirt in, you put your plant in there, you have, drainage for with your water. You don't want too much water in the cup. You want to be able to make it drain out so it doesn't drown the plant. So basically, fill up a scoopful. Now, what you're gonna do is you're gonna take your seed, right? And whatever end that the shell is attached to is gonna be your upward standing up part. That's gonna be where your flower part comes out of. And the pointier lower side, that's what's gonna go down the dirt. So what you're gonna do, I mean, honestly, I like to do this beforehand. So it makes this soil a little more durable, more condensed. You just put a little water in there, get enough in there so it seeps into the dirt. And the water's got a moisture level to it, so you don't even have to water it afterwards. You can just more or less just stick this in, cover it up. And what you're gonna do right afterwards, all right, so let's see, step one. So you're in here, you got some moisture in here. Just stick your finger in probably, I don't know, about an inch and a half down, whatever it may be. And since it's this long, I'm gonna go ahead and leave the head out of it just a little bit, because this is gonna go right under a light right behind me. And it makes it so the plant doesn't have to search for the light. You know, it's gonna be exposed to it right away. So you got your shell out, you got your seedling in there, and you just wanna, you know, lightly, loosely pack it in. So it's got moisture in it, it's good to go. So what you're gonna do, I like to put a tea, make sure your area that you're starting in is very clean. That's very important. Bleach in a cleaning solution will usually do the trick. So you got a T5, turn it on. Yeah, I put a mat down. It keeps the roots a little bit warmer. I'm getting these started in the garage, so at night, I mean, it's gonna stay on the whole time, but it's good to have it warm from top to bottom just to get them started. So that's it. Put it right there, and you wanna have your light. See how it had that pretty much right on it?
You want to have the light right down on it. So if you had the light up here, what's going to happen is the plant will tend to stretch and you'll get a long stalk on it, and that's not what you want. You want to have short, stocky, fat. That's what's going to get the most, that's when you get the best bang for your buck, basically, is what I'm trying to say here. So got it under there. That's it. And remember, get your logo on it. So get your tape out, whatever it is you're doing. So this one was MK Ultra. And you're going to keep it simple. MK, you'll know. Take it out. Throw it right on the side. And make sure as you are transplanting, of course I wipe it right off. As you are transplanting, let me get a better marker. You are making sure that you transfer the logos and all that stuff over. Just doesn't get confusing. Seems dumb and easy thing to do, but it does get confusing if you don't do it. So make sure you label them. And that's about it. So I have a few other strains that I'm going to do the same exact process with. Get these underneath the light, and you know, onward they go. So we'll keep you tracking. You know, we're going to keep base with this each week, following up since I grow. It's kind of exciting because now we can really can perfect the climate and really get the best results. That's about it for your episode of Your Average Joe Grow. My name is Jake Ganim, and you have a wonderful day. All right, and we are back. Now, that was basically a recap video. I had done one way back when with doing the outside grow. I just kind of want to fill you guys in from the beginning to the end here with the indoor grow. So basically, that's, as you can see, I started all from seed. We do have some cuts here, though, that we're going to grow out, obviously, and see how they do. Now, one of the things, other things I want to do. Hey, Tyler, you turn my mic down just a little bit? The headphones are a little loud. All right, that's good. What I'm going to also do is I have this other plant here. I might as well transfer it for you guys. And I also want to show you guys how to top the plants as well. You can see this one has a good amount of stalks coming right off of it. And this has all the ability to be splitting into new heads. So same idea as we did one before. We got our Michigan mix, whatever soil it is that you may be using. So I cut the top off to make it a little bit easier. And let's see. So, same idea. We're just going to, this one we have here is Cinderella 99. I haven't grown this one in years, and this is a really good plant to grow. So I'm kind of excited. This looks nice and healthy. She'll, hopefully she turns out as good as she looks now. So, same idea. Push the sides off. Pop it. Wow, this one, as you can see, look at the roots on here. This thing has been ready for a transfer for sure. So what's good to do, I like to just kind of open them up just a little bit. Try not to, you know, hurt the plant or any of that sort the best you can. But just open them up so that the roots are kind of popping. And you have the loose soil below here so that once it goes in there, they have room to expand outwards. So same idea. I need to take a little bit off the side. Make sure that, you know, you don't have the perimeter is going to leave just a little bit for the water to go into, and it's not going to splash off. So you have this below the level of here. So do that, and then simple enough, just take the rest, and you're just going to be filling it in here. Now, this isn't going to be quite enough dirt. I'm going to have to open up another bag after the show. But this gives you an idea of what you have to do here. So with what I have here, I'm obviously going to get it in there. And I'm just going to spread it around evenly. Make sure your plant's centered so the roots can, you know, evenly separate or spread throughout the pot. Now, what we're going to do here now is some topping. So you have all these heads, right? Now, for instance, what you want to do is right on the top here, they have, you can split it open a little bit, and these little hairs right here, you just want to take that, and you're just going to pinch that out. And make sure you realize what you're doing. Like, if you're doing this, I recommend doing it all at once, because sometimes you tend to forget which ones you did, what you didn't do. So you got that one, this one over here. Just going to pinch it right out. This one on top right here. Boom. That one's gone. Get that out of there. That one.
Let's see. This is gone. See, I just looked at that one again and I already did it. So make sure you pay attention to what you did so you're not double topping, stressing the plant out in any which way. Now, this is good. I mean, it looks like I got probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So I'm gonna hit 9 of these over here. Now, what's essentially is gonna happen, those 9 are gonna turn into 18. They're gonna split right. What's gonna happen? This is gonna turn to 2. That's exact, you know, and that's gonna happen with that one, this one. Same idea throughout the plant. And this is what you ultimately wanna do to get to maximize your yield with whatever your grow may be. Now, I haven't quite decided yet on how I want to set the tent up, if I wanna do trellis work with it, and that would be with the netting. It's basically like a grid that you set up in your tent itself. And what will happen is as these plants, so right now they're in veg, right? So once they flip it over to flower time, that would be 12 and 12. Your light's on for 12 hours, your light's off for 12 hours. Right now I have the light on 18 hours on and 6 hours off for these plants. Now for the plants that were seedlings, I recommend just, I mean, do whatever you guys want or whoever tells you how to do it in the most professional way, but I've heard you can do 18-6, but I've just from personal experience, leaving the light on 24-7. You just leave it on, you let the things grow until they pretty much get to maybe about this size, and then you can back it up to an 18-6 because the plant does need to sleep. But when it is from seed, it, you know, the more sun exposure you can get it, the more lumens you can get to the plant, the more it's going to grow in a faster pace. So when you first get started, leave your light on 24-7, and you're going to see some good growth. Make sure you're tending to them with a fan on them. Oscillating plant, you kind of just want your plants, you just want them kind of dancing. What's that going to do? That's going to strengthen up your stalks here. Everything's going to thicken up, and eventually, you know, thicker stalks, you're going to have a harder bud at the end of the day here. So we're going to be getting started. We have Gorilla Grow Tent. They are going to be sending us out a tent along with some fans, a few other things as well. If you're looking to get started with the inside grow, let's have fun with it. I'm here to help with you any way along the way. We do get a discount with Gorilla Grow Tent, and we have a video we want to play for you now. We know we played it a bunch of times here, but this is the way to go. They are, and I've used a few different tents. They are a little bit more than the others, but at the same time, the quality is going to pay for itself in the long run. You're not going to have rip zippers. You're not going to have holes or what they call light leaks in your tent because of the durability of the actual tent itself. So we're going to go ahead and play that video for you now. Tyler, if you want to get that running. And as you can see in that video, they're the real deal. They're a company out west, and they have some of the best tents that I've seen. We do have them. We can get them discounted for you. So if you are trying to set up an inside grow, feel free to message us. We can give you the promo code, and you can get your Gorilla Grow Tent. It's really the way to go. Now, one of the other companies we just linked up, it's going to be a new sponsor of us. It's a company called Cultivate Tech. Now, I met up with Bill and Tom at the NECAN convention last weekend. Some real awesome guys. They know everything you need to know about growing, obviously. And they have this new LED light that I was unaware of. And it's almost like, it's lightweight. It's LED, so it's not going to use up a lot of electricity. It doesn't really give off any heat. So when you're growing in an indoor, if you're growing in a tent, that is always like that. That tends to be a big problem is the heat that you can't get exhausted out of the tent. What happens is your tent turns into almost like a sauna, you're cooking your plants. If you have your temperatures and flower above 80 degrees, you're really, I mean, typically I like to keep mine in the high 70s. It's pretty good climate for it with humidity levels for flower between, I do about between 45% and usually tend not to like to go over 50. Between 40 and 50 is your pretty ideal range for growing perfectly with indoor. That's gonna make it so the plant gets enough humidity for the flowers to grow outwards, or you know, get girth to them, whatever you wanna call it. And if they don't have enough humidity in there, it'll grow. The problem is you're not gonna have, the buds aren't gonna get that big because the humidity is a big factor into giving the plant what it needs to give it the growth that it has. Now, if you have too much humidity, what's gonna happen is you can get powdery mildew. Like we've been experienced with this outside grow here. It's a problem. It's not something that you wanna be ingesting and or smoking. So keep your levels, the climate control when growing is one of the most important things that you can do. I mean, you can have some great strains. You can have the Purple Hazes, the Sour Diesels, all those awesome strains. If you don't give it the environment that it needs to have, it's not gonna reach the potential you're looking for. So make sure that you, temperature and humidity are one and two of your main factors when growing inside. So we have the Cultivate Tech lights, and they're LED. They don't take up a lot of electricity, so that's a plus right there. They also have an app. They have an app for it where you can adjust the light settings. You can do all this different stuff while you're not even there. So you basically can be at work and you can be working. I told them the other day you have a slogan shirt: work while you're working, because you can be sitting right here. And I can have my phone out, and with the app, I can be changing the intensity of the light. I can be changing all these different variables that you might need to do at certain stages. And if you're not there to do them, it's good to have this app to be able to do so. So the URL should be up on the screen. We do have a promo code for them as well, and it's a 15% discount. CRN15 is your discount on it. And that's actually a great discount because it is a high-ticket item. So I think it's about a couple hundred bucks you would get off with that. So if you are in the process of starting inside, take advantage. That's what we're here to do. We're here to help out the viewers and everybody that's getting installed with your average Joe that wants to grow from home. Take advantage of these discounts because, you know, why wouldn't you? You might as well. We have these relationships with these companies and we really just want to spread the word and help everybody out the best that we can. So that's about it. We have our next week's show is going to be with Kevin Clark, and like I was saying earlier in the show, is going to be with the tumbler machine. And it's going to make my life this week a lot easier because we have a lot going on. And if you're coming out tonight, tonight is Scentsy Magazines at Club Royale. Unfortunately, I will not be there tonight. I have a nonstop kind of week with everything going on after the convention. We're actually going to be opening up for in Melrose for Garden Remedies Dispensary. That's going to be this Friday from 10 to 2, right at their dispensary in Melrose. And that's going to be the red ribbon cutting with the mayor there. We'll be there with the green nurses and everybody in our crew. And we'll be doing interviews, walkthroughs. Come say hi to us. We'd love to meet you. That's about it for this episode of Your Average Joe Grow with the Cannabis Radio Network. We will be back next Tuesday at 7 o'clock, and that will be there with Mr. Kevin with his Tom's Tumbler machine. And we're basically going to give you a whole run through. Basically going to set the whole thing up right here so you have a firsthand view of how it's done. And we're going to go ahead and chop some stuff up and throw it in there, start it up. And at the end of the show, we're going to show you the end result and show you how well this thing really works. So that's basically all we have today for Your Average Joe Grow. My name is Jake Canham, and we'll see you next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Have a good night.